People are already talking about how are the Chicago Bears, and particularly the Indianapolis Colts, going to come back next year, find a way to repeat, how impossible it is to achieve the pinnacle of success in any major sport and come back and do it again. And that's also the case in sports in general with free agency. The turnover is enormous. Yesterday's show, we had Nick Swisher, one of the rising young stars in Major League Baseball, who I think is going to have a huge year this year, talking about the loss of a Barry Zito. How do teams find a way to replace their stars when they get to that level? How do they find continuity? That's where the leadership, that's where the core of leadership, that's where the culture that the manager and the general manager and the players themselves, with the synergy, the interaction of their personalities, makes such a huge difference. That's why I think that the Colts do have a shot because of the adversity they went through last year, because of the way that they actually made it a positive, found a way, won their first nine games, took it easy, realizing that the key thing was that they were hot the way Pittsburgh was the year before going into the playoffs. Here's Nick Swisher about how the Oakland A's are going to find a way to recover from losing the highest paid and perhaps best pitcher, certainly one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Well, obviously, I mean, the guy's the highest paid pitcher in Major League Baseball. I mean, that's definitely a big part of the puzzle that's missing. But, you know, the one thing that the A's have thrived on doing in past years is, regardless of what person has left, there's always been that next guy to come up and fill the spot. And, you know, not only him, but losing Frank Thomas. You know, we lost Jay Payton. I mean, those are three huge guys that we lost, and three good buddies of mine. That's what I'm learning about this game, man, is that you can become friends, but you never know what's going to happen the next day.
You never know. And somehow the leadership among the players and the coaches that can find a way to release that leadership among their own players, give them enough ability to show leadership, is crucial, not depending just on a Peyton Manning. That, to me, is the lesson of the Indianapolis Colts. They realized they could win even when Peyton wasn't at his best. Coming up is a guy that will talk to us about the synergy within one of the two best teams in the NBA, Sean Marion, and how they have found a way to win without an Amari Stoudemire, and now Amari is back. Of course, Steve Nash, that whole interesting chemistry. Sean Marion, all-star forward on that and more on Head Games on Sports Byline's Network and Sirius Channel 120.